Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's a tremendous honor for me to be here. Amen. To be among my parents and my grandmother. Amen. Praise God. She doesn't look like it, but amen. Amen. Bible says to acknowledge those that God put in your life. Honor them, esteem them highly. Amen. I know my wife and I wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for my dad and my mom, Pastor Jay, Pastor Debbie. Amen. They've sown tremendously into our lives. They believed in us. It's not just they sowed, they taught us, and they expected us to act on what they've taught us. Amen. They've been there every step of the way. Amen. I remember when he first came to preach at the Spirit of Faith Family Church down in the old building, first time I met him, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, he said, "That's your man of God. Follow him." Never heard of him, never seen him before. But you know, as you got to know the Lord, you get to know that voice. So I recognized it. When he came the second time to minister, the Lord said to me, "I'm going to prove this out to you. Just do what I say." So when he was done preaching, he comes right down from the platform and comes and shakes my hand. And I said, "Praise the Lord." So a few weeks or months later, the pastor that pastored the church said to us that he's leaving. I was thinking, "Oh, wow." So we were sitting at a dinner, and I said, "Have you asked Reverend Eberly about taking the church?" He said, it's just one." He blew it off, if you knew who he was. He just blew it off, not knowing that he was the only one he told. Amen. But he came, and the Lord told us, "That's your man. Just keep following him." And our lives have become different. Amen. And continuing to grow. Amen. We're not done by any means. This is an eternal relationship. Amen. Spiritual relationships are eternal. It's not for, "Let me hold on to you to get over there." No. It's a permanent thing. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. And my wife and I are honored to be a part of it. And of course, we have my grandma here, praise God, who's continuing to sow into us. Amen. Our ministry is going places, doing what it's doing because of those spiritual connections. And we intend to hold it strong. Amen. 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 So it's a special honor for me to be here. Praise God. Did you bring your Bibles this morning? Let's get into the Word of God, see what the Lord is saying to us. Amen. Coming over the pond, the Lord always tells me some things to just share. Amen. You know, the pond means the Atlantic Ocean. He always gives me a message. And as much as I try to weave in and out of it, he always brings me back to it. So we'll see how he delivers it, how he lets me deliver it this morning. Amen. Let's start from Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, we will start reading from verse 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, verse 4. "Father, we thank you for the great honor to behold your word, to behold your truth. We look to you for impartation. We look to you for direction. And we look to you for utterance. May my tongue be like the pen of a ready writer. May I speak boldly as you have anointed me to. And may your people be lifted to a greater dimension in you. In Jesus' name. Amen." Ephesians 2 verse 4, it said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Then he goes on to tell us something that we need to pay attention to. This is why he did that. "That in the ages to come," which is right now, "he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Amen. I want to talk to you a little bit this morning about seeing yourself the way God sees you. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Whenever we make Jesus Lord, whenever we say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, I make you my Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross and was raised for my justification. The Bible said you were recreated. In other words, God's view of you changed forever. Glory to God. Amen. So based on that is how God would deal with you in every arena of life. God deals with you as a new creation. The problem in the body of Christ is that many of us, we got saved, we made Jesus Lord. But our view of who we are never changed. Because we've never taken the view that God has of us. Amen? Remember, Amos 3:3 said, how shall two walk together lest they be agreed? It is impossible to walk in the blessing that God designed for us if we don't have the same view that he has of us. Amen? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning so that we make sure that we're on the same page with God. If you don't see yourself the way he sees you, you will hinder the blessing. Amen. You will hinder the blessing in your life. People never go past the image they have of themselves. Amen. The image, you will only go to the level of the image you have of yourself. So if you don't have the same image as God has of you, that just tells you right there, that's all, that's as far as you can go. Amen. You remember the Israelites. God delivered them out of Egypt and told them, I have the promised land for you. And we're theologians tell us that Egypt was a type of the world. And he delivered them out of that to bring them into the promised land. They sent 12 spies to go check it out. 10 of them came back with evil report. And sometimes we read the evil report, we say, yeah, it was the giants. It wasn't the giants. It was the image of, the image that those 10 spies had of themselves that kept them out of what God provided for them. It wasn't the giants. Because God had told them, I'm going to bring you into a land where the inhabitants are greater and mightier than you. He told them that ahead of time. He said, he's going to do it. So, but the image they had of themselves kept them out of what was available. You may have received Jesus as your Lord, but if the way you see yourself never changed, you may be living outside of what's available. Amen? So let's make sure that the image we have of ourselves is the same that God has of us.
Somebody say, that's what I'm believing for, Pastor. I want to have the same image that God has of me.
Well, he gave us his word. Every word of God is God's picture of you. Every word of God is how God is painting a picture to you of how he sees you. Amen. So when you read in the word that whenever you made Jesus Lord, you became a new creation with no connection to your past. That's how he sees you. A brand new person. Yes. Hallelujah. A brand new person. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at all these new creations. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. There's some angels here this morning. They told me they're here to correct the blood count, some things, adjust your numbers, and it will just move forward speedily from now. So in the name of Jesus, I say it is so. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So it is important that we see ourselves the way God sees us. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 15, We read that for neither is circumcision now of any importance, nor uncircumcision, but only a new creation. The result of a new birth. I'm reading the Amplified Bible. And a new nature in Christ Jesus, the Messiah. Peace and mercy be upon all who walk by this rule and discipline themselves and regulate their lives by this principle. What principle? The principle of the new creation. Your life ought to be organized based on the fact that you are a new creation. Amen. That's how God sees you. That will never change. Somebody says, so why are we not seeing it? Most failures in the life of the believer is due to lack of understanding of who he has been made. If you don't know who you are, you will take on the image of whatever comes to you. People struggle because they are wanting God to see them through their problems. For God to see you through your problems, after you've made Jesus Lord, is for him to acknowledge that what Jesus did was not enough. And he will not do it. Amen. For him to start seeing you as defeated, without hope, helpless, is for him to say that what Jesus did was not complete. But the Bible tells us that we are complete in him. Amen. So one of the biggest things you must do, as a believer is to make sure that the image you have of you is the same image that God is describing. Amen. So many people get used to natural images. I'm born in this section of town. I'm black. I'm white. I'm yellow. I'm orange. And they come to God and expect God to talk to them based on that. But he doesn't. I said he doesn't. That will kill the whole racism issue. Anything that divides is not of God. Anything that makes you, that separates you to a corner and makes you feel like a victim is not of God. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Hallelujah. God addresses you as a new creation. I was preaching somewhere. The Lord said to me, he said, tell these people that in my presence, there's no African church. There's no American church. There's no Puerto Rican church. It is the church of the new creation. Amen. Amen. He said, that's the mistake that many people make. We come into God. We still know ourselves after the flesh. When the Bible said to us, know no man after the flesh, including yourself. Amen. Amen. You know, it's easy to walk with God if we would just do what he said. Amen. Some of us, we get so attached to the things we see. And we describe ourselves through what we see. And when what we see is no longer there, we become completely dismantled. Because our image of ourselves was attached to what we see. I'm educated. I'm this. I'm that. But in Christ Jesus, the only thing that matters is the new creation. Amen. That's the only thing that matters. Victory in every area of your life is based on the fact that you are a new creation. Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, in verse 4, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Amen. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. The next verse goes on to tell us, who is he that overcomes the world? He who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not he who is educated. Not he who has a fine job. Not he who did this or did that. You know, you can possess education, it's great. But education without being a new creation is like a dead man clothed in the finest linen. They're still dead. Amen. So victory in every area of your life is tied to your identity in Christ. That's why it's important to know who God said you are. And not allow yourself to be described by anything else. Amen. Not allow yourself to be described by anything else. When God gave birth to you as a new creation, he didn't say, okay, well, if this works, then you are a new creation. No, Christ's blood was shed for you. Amen. You know, we moved to Nigeria, and the Lord said to me, I'm going to talk to you like I talked to you when you lived in the United States. Yeah. I said, yes, sir. So when we go out on the street and we encounter things, you know, in Nigeria or in Africa, you need faith for everything. Faith for driving. But things will come up. And I said, wow, oh boy, Lord. He said, that's why you're here. So my wife and I developed the phrase. We look at each other and said, that's why we're here. That's why we're here. Amen. You see, we need to know who we are. Part of the reason why many believers suffer at the hand of the enemy is because we don't often understand the work of Christ. So many people think that, okay, I'm going to receive Jesus and he's going to solve all of my problems. And that's the idea of what being saved means. But being saved is more than that. Being saved is God changing your identity. Amen. The work of Christ did not eliminate hardship. It made you master in the presence of hardship. Hallelujah. It made you master in the presence of it. So if your view of who you are is based on whether there's trouble or no trouble, you will be deceived. You will be deceived. Amen. So now, because there's so many things we could say, there's a few things the Lord said to me, be sure to emphasize. Whenever God brought you into Christ, in 1 Corinthians 12:18, he said he planted you in the body. He placed you in the body as it pleased him. Are you following? He placed you in the body as it pleased him. So because you are a new creation, he gave you a place. And he sees you in that place. But if you don't see yourself in that place, you will do without what he made available for you. Many prayers go unanswered because people are praying from a wrong destination or a wrong location. Meaning you are not where God planted you. God sees you in the local church. That's where he placed you. That's where he talks to you. That's where instructions come. It's one thing to make Jesus Lord, but it's another thing to recognize how he sees you. Whenever you say, Lord, come into my life, he now automatically sees you where he planted you. But if you're not there, how are you going to grow? How are you going to walk in the things he has available? Amen? Very important. Now, the Lord told me this morning, he said, I want you to be sure to say this. And I'll say it. So that's why I'm not going through all my notes. As ministers of the gospel, we have to make sure that we are where God called us to be. He said many ministries stall. they plateau out because they are not where he called them to be. Where he calls you to be is where he sees you. But if you're not there, you will do without the supply that he has for you. Many ministries are connected to where they are not called to be connected. Or they are not even connected at all. They get the word of God. They get faith, because faith comes by hearing. But they don't get faith for the assignment that God gave them. That's the difference between being where you're called to and where you're not. Where you're not, you get general. But where you're called to, you get specific. Specific instruction. Amen. So if you're not there, then you won't get the supply. We are not to see ourselves through what we do. If you see yourself through what you do, you will become a dangerous species among the sheep. Most trouble in the local church, this is what the voice of the Spirit of God was sharing with me. Most trouble in the local church is coming out of people who don't know who they are, who still see themselves through what they do. So when they come into the local church, an instruction comes, they view that instruction through who they think they are. Why does the pastor have to do this? Because they don't see themselves as part of what God's doing. And they are easily offended. Amen. Amen. And we hear people say, well, this is my life. Number one, that's a lie. Because the life that you have belongs to Jesus. It's no longer you that live it, but he lives through you. Amen. Amen. Number two. Number one is a lie. Number two is you're using somebody's belongings. The things that belong to him. That's why people get easily offended. They are wanting you to address them through what they have in the natural. Through how they reason. Through how things go in life. So when spiritual instructions come, they stall. I don't see it. Because you don't see yourself as a new creation. Ministries separate from where they are called because they've made their ministry their life. God said to me, he said, your ministry is not your life. Christ is your life. Amen. Christ is your life. When ministers make ministry their life, they promote their agenda against the plan of God. I'm going to say it like he said it. They promote their agenda at the expense of the plan of God. Some see themselves through projects. They say, as a minister, be sure you don't see yourself through a building project. Be sure you don't see yourself through anything else. Because we've seen many use that as an excuse for not being where God called them to be. It is the same thing as saying, I couldn't get to the supply house because I'm building a house. Amen. You know, here, around here, we have Menards, we have Lowe's. He said, I couldn't go to Lowe's to pick up the supply that I need for the house I'm building because I'm building. It doesn't make sense. Wherever God connected you is where your supply is. And if you miss the supply, it doesn't matter what you're building. It becomes your own building. Amen. And people who view themselves through that are often offended. Because when they are instructed and it doesn't filter through what they're doing, you become an enemy. but I'm doing this. But I'm doing this. There's nothing that you will ever do for God that is greater than who He's made you and where He placed you. Amen. Very important. It's so good to know, because if you don't know, remember the prodigal son? He told his dad, divide everything you have, give me my own. Because his idea of who he is was based on his possession. So he took all he could get, left, spent it all, and realized, wow, this didn't solve the problem. Now I'm going to change who I thought I was. So he headed back home, and he told his dad, I'm no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me a servant. Why? Because he ran out of possessions. If you're not in your position, your possession wouldn't last. Possession comes because of your position in Christ. So if you see yourself through possession, you will lose grip of your position. And if you lose grip of your position, you are unstable. Amen. Amen. So it's important for us to recognize these things. Let's have a quick review of how does God see us? So you can judge however you're looking at yourself to make sure that it's right. Bible tells us that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. God sees you as His righteousness. He sees you in right standing. Amen. Amen. But if you don't see yourself that way, then it wouldn't work. You wouldn't have a good fellowship with God. Things wouldn't work like they're supposed to work. Amen. Amen. Bible calls you an heir of God. You are not an outsider. Many prayers are prayed from the outside. Oh, if we had time this morning. Oh, my word. Many prayers are prayed from the outside. Because of who God has made us, we have a standing with God. We have a standing that no other creation has. But because we've been viewing ourselves through our condition, you go listen to most prayers. When they go to God, it's God, my problem. And if God doesn't talk to them through their problem, they feel like God is not talking to them. He's not obligated to talk to you through your problem. He talks to you through His word. Smith Wigglesworth used to say that, I don't know God through my feelings. I don't know God through what I feel. Through what I see, I only know Him by His word. Amen. Most prayers are just my issue, my problem, my problem. If we go to, you check this out. You go to a church and say, Ed, how many of you would like to be prayed for this? All hands go up. How many of you would like to act out your new creation realities? And they go, what is it? Amen. Amen. You see, God calls you an heir. You are an heir. You're not an outsider. You are an insider. Amen. Amen. Everything God knows, He makes available to you. Remember, He gave us the mighty Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, that we might know the things that are freely given to us. That first scripture I read to you, this era of miracles, signs, and wonders demands that the people that will conduct the power of God with their faith know who they are. It's reserved for the new creation. Amen. If you're still seeing yourself through the world, how would you even recognize the power of God? You go to some places, you know, people are jumping and they think it's God, and it's not God. Because they see themselves through everything that feels good. Not everything that feels good is of God. God's not a feeling. Amen. You don't beg for what belongs to you. You don't beg for what belongs to you. Now you have to be in the right place in order to walk in what's yours. But you are there.
Amen.
Amen. Part of this is, you know, people go through circumstances in life and they want God to start seeing them through that circumstance. How many of you drove through the highway this morning? You know, in Nigeria, we have traffic for no reason. In some other places, there's a reason for traffic, like an accident or something. But in Nigeria, in some places, we have traffic for no reason, just people forming new lanes. But if you get stuck in that traffic, you don't stop there and say, hey, somebody calls you. You go, hello, I-80. I'm I-80. Or I-15. I-95. You don't assume the identity of what you're going through. Do you? You don't assume the identity of what you're going through. But that's what many believers do. They go through challenges. They assume that as their identity. So when they go before God, they expect God's conversation to be around that. You know, God, you know, I'm going through this. You know, talk to me. He said, well, I have a meeting with you tonight at 7 o'clock at where I placed you. He said, no, 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 Lord, talk to me. I have this problem. Well, the one that anointed to feed you so you won't scatter anymore has a word for you. But Lord, I have this problem. You see, that's the problem. We're not seeing ourselves the way God sees us. God is not seeing you in your problem. He's seeing you as a new creation, one with victory. So let that image rise on the inside of you. Amen. And then things will begin to change. He sees you as the redeemed. Amen. Have you ever heard prayer? One day the Lord will redeem me. Did he or did he not? Amen. Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. You are not going to be any more redeemed right now than you were when you made Jesus Lord. You do have to work out your salvation. Amen. That's how God sees you. And that's how he relates to you. And when he comes to talk to you, he talks to you as the redeemed. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I wish it was true. Go ask Gideon. Gideon was threshing wheat, trying to hide from the enemies. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, thou mighty man of valor. He's never fought a battle. But that was the image that God had of him. Amen. Whenever you made Jesus Lord, your image changed. Your identity changed. You went from victim to victor. Amen. You went from not having a say to having a say. Amen. You went from underneath to sitting above, far above all principality and power. What are you doing sitting underneath? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Talking about one day we're going to overcome. One day, one day. Christ says, you have already overcome. Sees you. Woo. All right, be seated. Praise God. Bible says that you are an ambassador for Christ. You are God's spokesman. You are God's spokesman. Whether you're a little kid, middle kid, big kid, you are God's spokesman. Amen. That's how he sees you. If he wants to get anything done, he calls you. Somebody said, I didn't get a special call this morning. Did you know how he calls you? He calls you at the place where he planted you. That's where many people miss their opportunities. You don't come to church and then you wonder why your life is going the way it's going. Ministers don't go to where they're connected and then they wonder why their axe head is missing. Amen. You see, we can do something to be doing something. God is not into activities. He's into fruits. Show me the fruit. Amen. Glory to God. You are anointed of God to do something. So every day you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? You are anointed to do something. Amen. Ambassadors do something. They receive communications and they represent their kingdom wherever they are. Amen. God sees you as the salt of the earth. And you know what salt do? Salt preserves. And salt gives taste to something. I mean, when somebody gives you a plate of food, people often ask for salt. But salt. If you go to every dining table, I've noticed, you know, I don't want to disappoint some of you because if I didn't say something about food, you wonder. Hallelujah. If you go to every dining table, the salt always sits on top. I've never found salt underneath the table. Always on top. Why? Because it... the effects of salt is going to be seen on top. Bible says, you're the salt of the earth. See yourself that way. I bring preservation wherever I go. I make places I go taste good. Amen. People may never think that where you are could be so wonderful, but when they hear you, they see you, they be like, wow. Why? Because that's how you're created and that's how God sees you. Amen. You can't suspend God's view of you and expect him to see you a different way and want to have his manifestation. It wouldn't work. Bible calls you the light of the world. Light leads. Amen. You lead the world, not the world leading you. God is doing great things in the local churches. He's clearing houses, moving things that have been brought in from the world. Because, you know, darkness and light cannot have fellowship. He's clearing them out. And one of the ways he wants you to maintain it is to recognize that you are the light. So you don't copy the world and bring it into the church. Amen. You don't copy the world and bring it into the church. You are the light. You take the light to the world. Amen. You take the light to the world. You don't look at polls to determine whether you are who God said you are. You have to be willing to be the only one that will stand and say, I am who God says I am. God didn't check the polls and say, what does the polls say? Okay, then you are. That's beneath your position. People look for opinions. People look for opinions. How you see me? What you think of me? That's what kept those spies from the promised land. They're not really asking you how you see them. They're telling you that they don't see themselves as described by God. So they're needing validation from you. See, I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. When you had symptoms, did you go to service? No, I stayed home. Oh, see, yeah, that's right. I'm staying home. They're looking for excuse. See, it's a trap. It's a trap. You are an overcomer. Not going to overcome. That's who you are. That's who you are. And that will never change. Amen. That will never change. You're an overcomer. Bible calls you more than conqueror. Amen. That means you are thoroughly equipped to come out of any difficulty. Yes. The Lord said something so interesting to me. I just enjoyed it so much. I said to him, I'll share with you. He said, when you face difficulties, it is not a matter of whether you're going to make it or not. It is a matter of planning for activities on the other side. Hallelujah. You know, because if you don't know who you are, you look at what you're facing and you're seeing yourself through that. I said, no. You have to see yourself as God described you. And if you do, he's already on the other side. Haven't you read that scripture in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13? It said, with every temptation, he had made a way of escape. Somebody say, I don't know if I will escape this. If the temptation came, there's a way of escape. Somebody say, how do you know? The presence of it reassures me that there's a way of escape. Go read the scripture. He said, with the temptation. God didn't bring the temptation. But because he's a good God, he already has a way of escape for you. Why? Because you are a new creation. One that has been freed and forever boundless. Hallelujah. That's who you are. I said, that's who you are. That's who you are. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory be to God. God sees you as holy. Bible calls you a holy nation, a royal priesthood. A dedicated nation, peculiar people. That's how he sees you. So for you to involve in anything less than holy is to say, I don't know who I am. That's how he sees you. And if you would dare to see yourself the way he sees you, you have a good time. Amen. You will have a wonderful time. God is so wonderful. Don't mind me. I have conversations inside while we preach. There's a couple of court cases. Praise God. If you're here this morning, stand to your feet. Court cases that needs to end. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I say it ends and it favors you. In the name of Jesus, I say it ends and it favors you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, that's where we were. Yeah. God is so wonderful that he puts things in place to keep you seeing yourself the way he sees you. And one of those things he put in place is the local church. We've talked about it earlier. Another thing he put in place to safeguard you, to keep you seeing yourself correctly. I'm so thankful for the men and women of God that God put in my life. Because each time I see them, they share with me, this is how God sees you. Don't take another view. People come to church and they storm out just because they were told how they're supposed to look. I don't get it. Each time you come, is your picture being shared? This is what you really look like. This is how God sees you. And people look at themselves and they're offended. Whenever you're offended at the word, it means you don't have the right view of who you are. Yeah. Something has contaminated your view. Yeah. And it's not the church. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 wrist problems in this section. Who is it? Wrist. Your wrist has been having issues. Thank you, Father. Your right hand. In the name of Jesus, I say to that, cease right now. Thank you, Father, for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So, you too. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that. You cease. Amen. See, this is the benefits of being in the local church. Amen. When was the last time you walked through Walmart and they say, anybody with wrist problems? Amen. You see, you got to be where God planted you. You want something good? Be at some place good. And the local church is a good place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another tool that God gave us to help us keep in view of who He's made us is the mighty Holy Spirit. Remember, He said, He will take of mine and shall show them unto you. Part of His is His view of us. So the Spirit of God will take God's view of us and show them unto us. But if you're not willing to see, then you won't enjoy it. You won't enjoy it. You have to be decisive. This is not like, okay, well, let me try. Anybody try being a human? No. Why? Because you are.
Yes, sir.
You are a new creation. You don't try being one. You are.
Yes.
Amen. So be decisive. This is what I'll do. This is how God sees me. That's how I should operate. You know, I was facing some challenges one time, and I'm believing God, praying to the Lord. You know, looking to Him. That's how I know some of these things I'm telling you. Looking to Him, just saying, Lord this, Lord that. He didn't say anything about what I talked about. But He had things that He was speaking to me about. So I was willing to listen to all He had to say. I'm glad I did. Because some of us are not willing to hear what He had to say if it doesn't address our need. See, that's how we get fooled away from the solutions. So I stayed with what He was saying. And, you know, you go, okay, at this point, maybe any moment from now, He will say something. So He got done talking, and whenever He got done, He said, now, concerning that little problem. I'm like, little problem. Little problem. Hallelujah. Little problem. Little problem. Amen.
Amen.
Get her out of it. That's what the Holy Ghost said to tell you. Don't get her in it. Let her make the decision. And you just follow what God told you. I see. A picture I will see will be a picture of your mother. And you're planning. You're doing this. You're doing that. And she has counsel. Let you be led. Anybody else's counsel. God's been dealing with her, and He's been dealing with you. You come up a little bit closer, and you go, ah! A little bit closer, ah! Does that bear witness with you? So He's saying, great things are on the other side. With faith exists great possibilities that will never be known outside of faith. So, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's all I'm at liberty to say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
I am who God says I am.
I am who God says I am.
I have what God says I have.
I can do
what God says I can do. Now, when you go back to those areas that you've been, You've talked about setting Bible schools and all of that. They are wonderful. But bring the same flavor of the connections that God's given you. Don't keep them in their old connection. Does that bear witness with you? You understand what I'm saying? So don't keep them in the old connection. Bring the flavor. That's the way I hear it. Of the connection that God's giving you here. That way they can come out completely. That makes sense? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So God gave you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, for you to keep view of who He's made you. I remember you hear wonderful, wonderful, wonderful announcements listening to the Holy Ghost. Wonderful announcements. I had a season. Something that was going on, and I was just like, this is just. He said, now, you better change how you talk about that. Because if you develop your mouth talking like that, then it will look big to you. And it will become your picture. You see, you're talking what you're talking because of what you're seeing. So if you want to change what you're talking about, change what you're seeing. Yeah. Beholding yourself in the Word of God. Yes. Transforms your talking. Amen. And then I had to learn quickly. See, it matters where you go to church. I keep being drawn back to it. Because if you go to a church that will accommodate your unbelief, you'll never reach for more. You will form one of those lines they have everywhere. Call, pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. I got to Nigeria. The Lord said to me, I said, I want you to announce to the people that the era of pastor pray for me is over. You pray. Yeah. I'm not more special than you are. Because they've been trained to follow a man. Oh, it's happening here. Everybody goes. It's happening there. Everybody goes. New creation? How does the heart of the Father feel about these things? He sent His only begotten Son, delivered us, brought us into the blessing, gave us the name that's above every name, and gave us His word, and He said, occupy till I come. Don't take no for an answer. Hallelujah. Amen. See, it matters where you go to church. It matters what you're hearing. If you're going to have the right image of who God says you are, it matters what you're hearing. Would you stand before Jesus and tell Him, you know, well, I had to remain in a dead church because, you know, my relatives and friends were there. I mean, how would you think He'll respond? Is it because people give all kinds of excuses? You know, I've been going here for a long time. Just because you've been doing something for a long time doesn't mean it's right. The devil has been the devil for a long time. That doesn't make him any good. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to. It matters where we go. Amen. It matters where we go. How would you tell if you don't have the right view of yourself? If you don't have the same view that God has of you? How could you tell? We want to make it plain, right? Just make it plain. Pastor, how do I know if I have the right view of myself? If you're easily offended, then you don't have the right view of yourself. Another way you can tell if you don't have the right view of yourself is if you're critical of leadership. Remember, it was the same people that told Moses,
We can hear from God too. You're not the only one that God talks to.
They were the one that didn't make it into the promised land.
These things are linked. Amen. So if you're often critical, it means you don't have a right view of yourself. Because they didn't have the right view of themselves back in those days, they didn't get into the promised land. Same thing. Critical. Have you ever stopped and said to yourself, why am I critical? Why? Because new creation were not created to be critical. It means you haven't gotten the right view of who you are. You're letting the old servants that worked for you still tell you what to do. You know the old servants, I mean? Your mind, your will, and your emotions that haven't been renewed. You're letting them tell you what to do. That's why the Bible says, you better teach your servants how to respond. By renewing your mind. Renewing your mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another thing he gave us is this word, the word of God. You're to hold the word so dearly. That's why anybody that stands up to preach the word to you ought to be precious to you. I don't understand how people will walk away from men and women that God blessed them with. I don't understand it. The word ought to be precious to you. And you know, if the word is not precious to you, your view of yourself is not correct. Because the word is the picture of you. So if that word is not precious to you, you don't care about who you are. You're ready for everything that comes. You take and assume you will make that yourself. Oh, I'm going through this. Oh, yeah. The doctor said, oh, yeah, now you have this. Now you have this, my arthritis, my pain. Like grandpa used to say, my hookamooga. Personalize who God said you are. Don't take outside stuff and personalize yourself with it. Take inside stuff and personalize your world with it. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. So, I don't have it all fancied up today, but I'm just going by direction. Amen. Things are going to turn in many local churches. From now till the next half of next year, things are going to turn drastically. Amen. But you need to be part of it. Yeah. You that are on live stream, things are turning. Be sure you are where God planted you. Because if you're not, you will miss out. It's very important. Things are turning at a great pace. Great pace. I mean great pace. When it comes to the local churches. Hallelujah. 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 They won't cut that out. No, they won't cut that out. Fear not. I don't know who it is in here. They won't cut it out. I see it sitting right there. They won't cut it out, so fear not. See yourself whole. See yourself whole. They won't cut it out. They won't cut it out. If you will maintain that view, they will not. They will not cut it out. They will not cut it out. That's what I hear the Spirit of God saying. They will not cut it out. So just, yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would it be okay? I'm instructed, just lay hands on you. Come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Was that ministering to you? So in that name, the name that's above every name, the name that sicknesses bow to, the name that conditions bow to, the name that just brought us salvation, the name that continues to reign over every face of the earth. In that name, I say, what the Spirit of God has spoken shall be. Peace! Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am who God says I am. I see myself the way God sees me. No more struggle, Pastor Warren. No more struggle. I see you dancing in the spirit. No more struggle. 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 Hallelujah. No more struggle. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I have no clue in my head what I'm about to say, but that one who walked off will make a return. I have no clue in my head what I'm saying, but right in here, say, that one who walked off will make a return. Don't change your dealings. Just stay with what God told you. Hallelujah. Does that make sense to you? Because no English for me. Hallelujah.
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 I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you get help this morning?
Yes.
We've preached on all of these things so many times. Yes. Pastors, mom have preached on this so many times. We just felt led to touch some spots.
Good.
As the Spirit of God led us to. If you don't remember anything, remember, be at your right place. Because that's how God talks to you. That's where your visitation will be. If you're not there, if you don't see yourself there, you've practically just shut yourself up. You have to be there. Not just being there in, okay, I'm present. You have to be there with all of your heart. You have to be engaged. We have so many in the local churches that are there, but they're not engaged. They're sitting there counting their problems.
Yeah.
When will God visit my issue? You have to be there and you have to be engaged. In other words, you have to respond to the view that God has of you. And once you do, things start turning. They start turning. They start turning. There are three families coming to your church soon. Three families. Three families coming to your church soon. Soon. Three families, and they are trained. They have knowledge of the word. Hallelujah. Coming soon. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear, Pastor Wade, the Spirit of God said, because you've operated or handled that the way you did, your increase is lining up. Your increase is lining up. And it's not connected to any man. In that circle. When you see it, you'll be like, wow, this had to be God. And it is. Amen. 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 I see a lady that you had just talked to recently, ministering to. You I see you saying to her, just be patient, everything will be all right. Just be patient, everything will be all right. Is that right? It's all connected. Just to give you some insights into what I'm seeing. It's all connected. God's good. Real good. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just check it out. Just making sure I'm all completely. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I see myself. The me I see. Say after me.
The me I see
is the me in Christ.
The me I see,
me in Christ.
The me I see
It's the me in Christ.